China is coming. China is coming. This is today's biblical alert. It's the old bait and switch requirement and regulation trick. It's obvious, right, church? We see it. We're not deceived. 30 years ago, I was working with homeschoolers and Christian schools in Canada. They got the provincial money for their children with the promise of no strings attached, no strings from the government. There were strings, people. Those vouchers from the government for Christian schools, some schools getting over $1 million. Watch it! Watch it! Bait and switch! Requirements and regulations are coming. The government is coming. The government is coming. Some Christian schools are raising tuition to take advantage of additional voucher funding. North Carolina is one in 10 states offering near or total universal private school voucher access. The government is coming. China is coming. China is coming. Last year, 37,000 illegal Chinese came across our southern border. The largest number was found, you got it, yes, New York City. As we remember George Washington and Abraham Lincoln's birthday, would these presidents be outraged at the situation and insanity in the United States of America? The Apostle Paul told the brethren he wanted to come, but Satan hindered us. The apostle said, Satan withstood Gabriel 21 days until Michael came to the battle, recorded in Daniel chapter 10. Are we allowing Satan to hinder? Are we allowing Satan to deceive and overwhelm by not resisting the devil, standing against the devil, submitting ourselves to God, not the situations and times in which we live, but to the truth of God? The government money trap, the open border to invaders. Have we surrendered the truth and freedom to the devil and darkness? This is today's biblical alert.